Thanks.
Do you still have strong memories of that day, Cyril?
Oh, very much so. Oh, yes.
So if I say to you 8th of May 1945, what is the mental picture that immediately pops into your mind?
Well, I was very excited and looking, as a boy, I was looking forward to receiving lots of sweets and chocolates. In addition, I was very relieved as I had two elder brothers who were both serving in the armed forces. And as a boy of 14, my birthday was the 7th of May, by the way, so it was only the day before.
Oh, right.
I rang the bells at Doncaster Minster, having been taught in January 1945 when I left the choir.
I did wonder whether you were a bell ringer at the cathedral, whether people had just been sort of, you know, hauled in to ring the bells because it was such an important day.
No. My voice broke in January 1945, and I was on the scrap heap of the choir, so I took up bell ringing then. But I was still a novice even in May of 1945. But it was a great honour to be invited to be part of the band.
How speedily did it happen? I mean, you know, we knew the announcement was imminent. I've just played what the BBC said. The Prime Minister is going to make an announcement. So did you get any notice? And I like to have this rather romantic image of people running up to get together very quickly to ring the bells. Was it like that?
There was no notice, no.
So presumably you had to gather the bell ringers together as quickly as possible and get up to the Minster, did you?
Very much so. Oh, yes.
Because there were men away at war, I mean, was it women and young children? Who was ringing the bells? Because clearly, you know, again, I'm being a bit sort of sexist here, but I would imagine it was mostly chaps, but they were all away at war, weren't they?
They were mostly chaps. They were nearly all old age pensioners and those that were in reserved occupations.
Yeah, of course.
Like train drivers and that. So there weren't very many ringers around. So they did look for, you know, to be able to teach boys, which I was one.
And how was it then, emotionally, I suppose, as much as anything else, to be back in the Minster 70 years on, ringing the bells again?
Oh, great. But on Friday afternoon, we couldn't make it on the Saturday.
I know, yeah.
He rang on the Friday as well. I rang at St Mary's Sproutborough, where I now ring.
Yes.
And have done for the past 52 years.
Goodness gracious.
And still do today. Now, over those 70 years, I've achieved regular ringing over the whole time, and I've never, ever stopped.
Keeps you fit, does it?
Oh, very much so. I must always give credence to my wife, who supported me the whole time.
And the bell ringing aside, I mean, you talk about the chocolate going off ration and looking forward to that and brothers coming home. I mean, were those the key things? Because the adults, of course, will have been delighted and street parties were organised. When you learned at 14 that the war was over, was chocolate really your first thought?
it was my first thought, yes. And also, bananas. I hadn't seen a banana for 6 years. We'd even forgotten what they tasted like. So we could look forward to having a banana.
How soon after the 8th of May did you get a banana, Cyril? That's what I need to know.
It was many, many months after that.